What?
It's funny that it went to Tumah.
Absolutely, because it precedes Tara. Because the guy became Tameh while he was a Metzaira. Tara means the end of his Tzaraas.
It's not as common.
I didn't say it's as common, but it precedes it in the... When it's called Taglachas HaTara, because it's in contrast, really means the regular Taglachas of a Nazir. He brought three animals, Chatas, Oilu, and Shlomim. The Sheikhin is Ashlomim, Megalei, Chaleim, Divir, and Yehuda. And the way the Rosh learns, he does it not like the order of Kol HaTaira, of the rest of the Taira. In usual Korbanos, Chatas precedes other Korbanos. When a guy brings any two Korbanos, and one of them is a Chatas, the first one you bring is a Chatas. That's a Mishnah in Zvachim, Kalatada B'chaveri, Kalam Kudish B'chaveri, 10th Perek in Zvachim, Chatas precedes any carbon. And here, according to the way that Rosh learns, no, Shlomim goes first. But Mishaychid is a Shlomim, where is it? Mishaychid is a Shlomim, and the Rosh learns that means he does it first. Other Rishonim argue. And the haircut is done after he shechts, and according to many Rishonim, does the Zrika of the Shlomim. Others learn it's between Shechita and Zrika. I don't know if the Rosh comments on that, Machlokes, but it makes no difference to us now. After the Shlomim, before the other Korbanos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar Aimer Lo Megalei Chala Chatas. No, Chatas goes first. And the Giluach happened on the Chatas. Shachatas Kedemet B'chol Mokom. We're not going to change the order. Chatas is the first Korban. And therefore you do the Giluach as soon as you do the first Korban. Rabbi Yehuda holds the way the Rosh learns. Shlomim is first. Because the mitzvah's Giluach is on the Shlomim, as we will learn. And therefore, we change the order of Kabbalahs, and we make Shlomim first, and do the Giluach on the Shlomim.
Why would you do that?
Because the mitzvah of Giluach is on the Shlomim. So therefore, since there's a mitzvah of Giluach, we change the order.
Wait, even according to...
No, only according to Rabbi Yehuda.
All right.
I said Rabbi Yehuda. Vim Giluach alachas, I think he changes it to Echad Mishlashtam.
Question is on Rabbi Yehuda.
There's no question.
If
throughout
Shat, Chatas is first.
So there the Torah said different. That's what he's saying. Because since there's a mitzvah Giluach, that's what I was trying to explain. The Torah is telling me here the order is different, so you can do Giluach the right way, which is on the Shlomim. However, everybody agrees that the Evan, as long as you do it after one of them, it could be after number one, number two, number three, you're Yatza. That's that Rishimim Gamliel and Lu Halacha. Hey, Gimu Behemis Loi Pirish. He brought three animals for his.
That means
Echad Mishlashtam.
I understand. That means it has to be the first.
No. Any one of the three.
Even if the third is the third one.
Correct. Rishimim Gamliel Aimer. Hey, Gimu Behemis Loi Pirish. It's a new halacha. And Nazir brings three animals for his kabbalas, and he didn't say, this is for this, this is for this, this is for this. He doesn't have to, because each carbon needs a required animal, and only one of the three fits that carbon, so it's automatic. He doesn't have to say, this is for Chatas, this is for Shlomim, and this is for Ayla, because there's what's brought for one is not brought for the other. Without him saying, this is the Chatas, this is the Ayla, this is the Shlomim. Usually, when a person brings a carbon, he has to say, I am donating this, or I'm separating this, or I'm being matzis this, and finish off the name of the carbon. Here he doesn't have to. The species of the carbon speaks for itself. He has three obligations. This is for his Kabbalas Naziris, and therefore it's self-understood which one goes for which.
You're
going to
explain what they are?
Yeah, we're going to see. I can't hear what you said. Maybe he is. Maybe he owns it. Maybe he bought it 6 weeks ago when he became a Nazir. He doesn't want to have three animals of Kabbalas hanging around his yard. You don't know. Dr. Rush. Now, over here, the print, I don't know whose print, what print, are messed up. We're going to see as we have to jump around in the rush. I don't know, at least in my print. Maybe in the hardscore print. It's not that way. We'll find out very soon. I have that at the top of Memhei Amidal. V'shoychet ha'shlamim megaleich aleim. The Mefarish b'Gemara. The Siv v'shochtei Pesach ayomayet. The Pasuk writes, shecht it by the door of the ayomayet and cut your hair. Right? The Pasuk exactly says, V'gilach ha'nazir Pesach ayomayet esroish nizrei. Cuts his hair by the door of the ayomayet. And then it says, put his hand on the carbon and shecht it. So it's mashma, the carbon that it writes Pesach Ayomayet by. When you read the Parshas Karbonis in Vayikra and in Tzav, there's one carbon that the Torah says Shechted Pesach Ayomayet, and that is the Shlomim. So by writing, you should cut your hair Pesach Ayomayet, and the Gemara is going to delve into this. It's saying cut your hair by the animal, by the carbon that the Torah uses the word Pesach Ayomayet, which is Shlomim. That's how this from Yehuda learned his halacha. And the Gemara is going to explain this, so anybody has trouble understanding it now, if you wait a few minutes, you'll get to it. So here comes the Rosh, and he says, because that's where the mitzvah is, it makes sense that it goes first. What is Tess? No, he just tells you what the pasuk is. Chatas Ayla Vishlamim. Even though if you read the pasuk, it says Chatas Ayla Vishlamim, and that's the order you bring Kavanas, but that's not how we bring it actually. Actually, the Shlomim of the Nazir goes first, because the Mitzvah Geluach is on the Shlomim. Shechatas Kedamas B'chom Malkam Lo'ayla Vishlamim, Kedamas Malkam Per Kalatate, but didn't she a Galeach HaLarish, and it makes sense he should do Geluach as soon as he can. V'loi Perish. What? Yeah, no problem. V'loi Perish. Dr. Rush. Avagav the Chal Kabbalah Sark Shikulam Abaylim Shem. Even though all Kabbalahs require that the owner name the name of the carbon, Hokalay Tzarach, he doesn't have to. El Achar Sh'amar Elul in Zerutzai, when he said, I'm going to bring these three carbons for my Kabbalahs Naziris, Havikiyu Kare Shem Lechalecha V'yechad. It's as if he named them. Why? The Kibsa Ein Roya Lechatas. One of them is a female sheep, female lamb. That is a chatas. The keves, a male, the ayla. You can't use the male keves for a chatas. So therefore, it's automatically ayla. The ayo lishlomim. Now, that's what the Torah prescribed that. I mean, you could use a keves for a shlomim, and you could use an ayo for an ayla. But you can't use those two for a chatas. That's for sure. But the other ones are interchangeable. Except the Torah said, bring a keves for the ayla, and an ayo for the shlomim. So if he brought three kabbalas, a female kipsa, a male keves, and a male ayil, we know which one's which, because those are the three the Torah wanted, and the Torah assigned which one goes to which. So he doesn't have to assign it. As long as he said these are from my Naziris, it's self-understood that he's separating the one the Torah wants for chatas as a chatas, the one the Torah wants as an ayla for an ayla, and the one the Torah wants
as... Why can't the keves be for the shaman?
It could be, but the Torah said keves is for ayla. You could bring a keves for a shlomim. But the Torah said, we want the nazir to bring a keves for an ayla and an ayo for a shlomim. It's not inherent like by chatas. By chatas, the other two can't be bought as a chatas. Keves and ayla are interchangeable. They both can be bought as an ayla, and they both can be bought as a shlomim. But the Torah, by nazir, said keves for an ayla and ayo for a shlomim. Yes, doctor?
I'm sorry, my brain seems to miss something. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that the
Shlomim
is first?
Because it's first because that's where the Mitzvah Geluach is on. How does he know the Mitzvah Geluach is on Shlomim? So the Gemara is going to darshan it from the word Pesach Ayomayin.
So we'll find out.
Well, the Rosh quoted it, but the Gemara is going to explain it better, so I'll wait for the Gemara.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
The words of the Mishnah is maybe and Shoychet two different things. He says maybe, he brings an order, maybe Gimel Behemoth. He says,
he brings these three animals.
He brings them.
But the Torah brings them to the Azara.
When he goes to Shechita, then he starts with the Shlomim.
Correct. Yeah, correct. Correct. Okay, now, in my rush, okay, not yet. We'll see, at least in my rush at home. And I'm sure in everybody rushes here. In the rush that I had at home, it continues the next Mishnah here. When I just finished reading the rush, the next rush is on the next Mishnah, I believe. What's up? Dibur Hamasko, not by you, replied to, because you have my rush. What? Okay, so that's the next Mishnah. So the printer put the rush of the next Mishnah here. And after the rush of the next Mishnah, he returns to this Gemara. So what's going to happen is, we're going to be jumping from the rush to the, find the rush of the Gemara. Now, in this print, they straightened it out. In the Masifta print, they have it exactly like it's over here, that the next is the rush of the next Mishnah. And then the rush goes to the Gemara. So it's not in the order that we'll be learning, because we have the Gemara before the next Mishnah. You're going to have to go to Memheim and Beis, correct.
I'll speak to Jay today. I'll ask him.
Yeah, please talk to Jay and take care of it. Yeah. Mentor 7 to 10 years from now won't be a problem, but meanwhile, we go on. Tana Rabbana. Megillah HaNazir Pesach Ayom Bayit. It says in the Chumash that he takes his haircut by the door of the Ayom Bayit. Mishlomim HaKasim Medaber. That's telling me that he should do the Giluach on the Shlomim. Those words, saying he takes the haircut at the door of the Ayom Bayit, is the way the Torah told me to do it on the Shlomim. How? What is the words, taking a haircut at the door of the Ayom Bayit, have to do with Shlomim? Shenemar Ushchotai Pesach Ayom Bayit. Because by Shlomim, the Torah writes, Shech the Shlomim by the door of the Ayom Bayit. Now, you don't have to Shech the Shlomim by the door. Anybody who brings the Shlomim doesn't have to Shech it by the door. The answer is, take the haircut by the carbon that the Torah identifies as Pesach Ayom Bayit, which is Shlomim. Not that they check the Shlomim at the door. They check the Shlomim anywhere in the Azara. And not that he takes the haircut at the door, and the Gemara is going to prove why in a moment. The reason the Torah wrote, take the haircut by Ayom Bayit, is a code way that the Torah wrote, take the haircut on the carbon that says Pesach Ayom Bayit. And by Shlomim, it says, so that's telling me, take the haircut over to Shlomim. Now, once you take the haircut over to Shlomim, so Kibbutz, it means the Shlomim goes first. Because we want you to do Giluach on the first one. And the Torah told me it's on the Shlomim. That means the Torah went and changed the Seder. Ata Oimer, Pesach Oimer, Shlomim, Akasim, Adabar, who says, maybe the Torah wants the haircut at the door of the Ayom Bayit. And for the Gemara Amrit, Kain Zerach B'Zayinu. It's a B'Zayin to take a haircut in front of the Ayom Bayit. You don't take a haircut in the front of the Ayom Bayit.
Where exactly is that?
The Pesach Ayom Bayit is the door of the Beis HaMikdash. The door of the Beis HaMikdash. Ayom Bayit was the Mishkan, the analogous thing in the Beis HaMikdash is the building.
Beyond.
You don't take, in the Azara, at the end of the Azara, as you're entering the building. No, we did not. We said it's a Machne Shechina. No, we did not. No, you're not. You're making a mistake. I never said it.
So we're according to this
question. Oh, there when it said El Pesach Ayom Bayit, it meant to Shaar Niknar. Didn't mean the actual Ayom Bayit.
Talk about the Zohar, right?
Pesach Ayom Bayit is the door to the building. It can't mean that he goes to the door of the building because he didn't bring his kapara yet. So it must mean as close as he can get to the door, which is Shaar Niknar. But the actual door of the Ayom Bayit is the door of the Ayom Bayit.
Which means he's in
Bachel Avir
right now.
No. The Nazir is a tar. He's a regular, normal yid that's tar. He's walking into the Azara. And the Torah says he should take the haircut at Pesach Ayom Bayit. Simple pshat would mean he walks through the Azara, goes to the other side of the Mizbeach, walks to the door, and takes out his clippers. He calls somebody over, and they give him a haircut. Zakti Gemara, that's a Bezayin. That's not a barbershop. The door of the Yomayit is not your barbershop. So it can't mean take a haircut over there.
Rabbi?
Let me have a chance here before everybody jumps up. 1 second. Again. We're trying to translate a pasuk, and we're saying the simple translation of the pasuk makes no sense. We don't take haircuts at the door of the Beit HaMikdash.
Sprinkling blood is nice.
That's the mitzvah azah. That's the mitzvah zrikas hadam. This is a haircut. Haircuts are not meant to be by the door of the Almighty. Therefore, it can't mean that you take the haircut there. It means you take the haircut by the carbon that the Torah identifies as Pesach HaYomayim. Let me just read this piece of Gemara. Again. Amritim Kain Derech B'Zayinu. Rabbi Yashi Aymer. Ein Tzarech. I don't have to say this. Ein Tzarech means I don't have to figure this out. The Torah doesn't want you walking up a Mizbeach on steps. Because when a person walks steps, he separates his legs. And his erva is, like, not covered up completely, even though he's wearing clothing. So, kavuchaymer l'derech b'zayin. For sure, for haircuts. Period. We're skipping those brackets. It's just some printer put in that the Medrash says the same thing in Parshas Nasai. Why the printer put it in here? I have no idea. It's not part of the Gemara. Yes, okay, there were three people with questions. Yes, Rabbi Cohn. You still have your questions?
Just one real quickly. Where is this guy located right now?
Okay, I think we're having trouble imagining this Beis HaMikdash. Here we go. I can't help it. This is later. A guy walks in to the Temple Mount, the Harabayas. He walks through the hill. It's an area. He walks into an area called Ezra's Nashim. This is Machne Levia. He goes up the steps, 15 steps, because he's going up a mountain, right? So there's steps. He walks up 15 steps, and he comes to Shar Niknar, which is the entrance of the Rio Azara. That is still Machne Levia. He steps in past Shar Niknar. He has now entered the real Azara, which is called Machne Shechina. In the Machne Shechina, there are six sections. The first section is called Ezra Yisrael. It's within the Machne Azara. There's no fences. The first 11 Amos is where everybody can walk without a need. You want to come in and watch? Come in. The first 22 feet, according to the Mount Devin, it says an Am is 2 feet. It's more easy to work with those without fractions. And first 22 feet, a Yisrael can walk for no reason, whenever he feels like it. If he's tall, no. He's 100% tall. He's in the Azara. If he walks in with his tummy, he's five cutters. Any Yisrael can walk in with no need. The next 11 Amos is called Ezra's Kahanim. Kahanim can be there without a need. Thank you. Kahanim can be there without a need. Kahanim can be there without a need, but no Yisrael can walk in there unless he has to. There's a need for him to be there. He can't go in to watch. That's the next 11 Amos. After that, you come to the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is 22 Amos into the Azara. The Mizbeach is 32 Amos. Big Mizbeach. Behind the Mizbeach, and nobody, even a Kayan, cannot walk past those 22 Amos for no need. It's not an observation tower there. You stay, the Yisrael stays in the first 11 Amos, a Kayan has an extra 11 Amos he can walk into. After that is a Mizbeach. You don't walk parallel to the Mizbeach unless you have to, even if you're a Kayan. And if you need to, a Yisrael can walk there too. Then behind the Mizbeach is a number of Amos, I forgot how many, between the Mizbeach and the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash. This is all Machne Shechina. Then you get to the door of the Beis HaMikdash, which, by the way, is two separate doors. I'm not going to get into that now. That is Pesach HaYomayim.
Where's the
between the Mizbeach and the building.
Yes, what's it called?
Beinei Ulam HaMizbeach. That's what it's called. Has no name.
Maybe Rebbe should the IT guy make copies of this?
Again, he wants to.
Make copies of this. It's too big. It's too big. Take a picture.
You can find it. It's in our school. It's on the
Where?
Probably in the back of the art school. Probably has a picture of it.
Jay and his family.
Okay, anyway.
In the art scroll on Jesus, there are extensive pictures.
Yeah, if you show, give it to me, I'll identify it to you, and I'll give it right back. Yeah. Okay. This is the Ezra Snashim. This yellow piece here is the Ezra Snashim. What? It's Machna Levia. You go up these 15 steps, you get to this door, which is still Machna Levia. That's Shai Nichnar. 16 is the first 11 Amos.
Fine.
What?
Fine.
Then 26 is the next 11 Amos. 33 is parallel to the Mizbeach. This is the area between the Mizbeach and the building, the steps.
This is the building?
This is the door to the building. There's two sections of the building. The antechamber is in front of the base. I mean, this is the Mishkan. They didn't have an antechamber.
That's the door. That's the
this
door.
Is Pesach Oyel Mayed, 54.
Very helpful, I just think.
Now, but the Tomei can't walk up to there. So when the Zohar brought his Korbanos, even though it says Pesach Oyel Mayed, he can't walk into the Azari 5 Karas. So he has to stand at the closest place, which is Shai Nichnar. Harvey, what was your question? I'm sorry.
So my question is, I don't understand how a Kol V'Chomer can defeat a Pasuk. If we were arguing about different things that might constitute a Kol V'Chomer, one of the exceptions we would say, one of the ways it would be defeated is we would say, oh, but in this case, you can't include that in this argument because there's a Pasuk. And you say, okay, so let's move on to other things. Here we have a Pasuk. So I don't know how you can change. I don't understand
okay,
how.
Oh, the way. Very well. Good question. Excellent question. And Rabbi Cohn was asking a similar question.
No, why wasn't this good?
Okay. I have fun identifying things, but that's beside the idea.
Thank you. It's very nice of you. This is a nice guy.
Now, the answer to your question is going to be in the rush. And that is, that's what Rabbi Yashi is coming to say. That since the Torah said you can't walk up steps to the Mizbeach, the Torah is revealing to me that nothing embarrassing can be done in the Azara. And therefore, that Pasuk defines the other Pasuk. The Rush puts into the Gemara that the Gemara asks, who says that you can't take a haircut? The Pasuk says you can. Don't make up a logic that you can't. The Rush, the answer to it is, since the Torah insisted that you can't walk up in steps to the Mizbeach, the Torah is revealing to me we don't want anything that's not coveted, honorable, to be done in the Azara.
But this is just still a Kol V'Chomer. It's still a Kol V'Chomer.
And if it's from a Pasuk, it can define another Pasuk. If it would be logic, but if it's from a Pasuk, that means the one Pasuk is defining the other Pasuk.
Maybe I'm the only one who has trouble with this, since the Pasuk we started with, it has a imperative to do something for a certain ritual, and this is part of it, and this is what you do and where. And so
now
another Pasuk.
And now the other Pasuk is defining it.
I know, but normally we would have these Pasukim, and we would have Kol V'Chomers, and then we would say, but in this instance, in this specific instance for another, for this particular time, at this particular place, he will be able to do it, and that's our exception, and then let's move on to other examples of where we don't degrade.
Again. The word Pesach Oyel Mayed allows itself two meanings. The simple translation or a different translation. So the Pasuk of Leitzala B'malais tells us which interpretation to take. It's a legitimate translation. I think what the difference between me and you is that you don't view the translation that Pesach Oyel Mayed refers to Shlomim as a legitimate translation of the word. You think?
I just don't know. Yeah, Rabbi, I'm so sorry for interrupting. I just don't see how it can be as strong as something that is explicitly talking about that in this situation. That's all.
I have to leave it there because I can't do any more than I said.
Okay. Thank you.
It's a good question because we do have steps in the Beis HaMikdash all over, and in the Beis Mayach we don't. I don't know. Okay, so let's do the Gemara. Rabbi Yashi, I'm in the Tzarech. I'm retiring. Lesala b'mal. Can I just do this Gemara? Lesala b'mal is hamizbechi. Kavuchayim of the Derech B'tayet. Now let's go to the Rush. I think that everybody with art scroll has the Rush on the second Amud, I believe. The first Rush is the Shlomim Hakasav Medaber. It's not on the Amud Aleph because the Rush continues the Mishnah. So not by you, by replying to it's right here. By everybody else, I think it's at the beginning of the Amud Beis. Bishlamim Hakasav Medaber. Where do you have it?
Towards the bottom of the Gemara.
Bottom.
The Gemara print. The Gemara.
Okay, towards the bottom of the page. Bishlamim Hakasav Medaber. Shenemra by Pesach Hayomayin. You do the haircut by the carbon that the Torah identifies as Pesach Hayomayin. But leave it reviewed in the Masnisa. Rabbi Yashar, I'm in the Tzara. Claim it in the Tzara, claim it Mitzvara. You don't make this up, Mitzvara. Elmi Kalvachimer, yes, the Drush. Shain Linig Minig Bezayan. From a Kalvachimer, you darshan, that you don't do a Minig Bezayan. Shaimer, le Salab and Malay. Don't go up the steps. I feel a bit shot out. When you're serving by doing the blood, you're taking the blood up or the fat up. His Zira Taira, Floyta Galar Vasa, Laitim Lavanim. Do not reveal your Erva. Because the erva will be revealed to the stones and the wood under you. Coach Kaisley, Galach Pesach Hayamayin. Ubisufri.
Where's the erva?
Again, under his clothing is the erva.
That I see, but not when the haircut. Where's the erva?
It's not an erva, it means bizayin. Can we just finish this, Russ, before we. Rabbi Yashi Eimer, you know, it's amazing. When I prepared, I didn't think this would be an issue at all. Ubisufri Kasav. If it's a free, ain't caused by Rabbi Yashia. If it's a free, they leave out the words of Rabbi Yashia. Ella kula medivri tanakama. V'haki is a hasam. This is the version of the free, which I think helps clarify a little bit. Oyein el pnei ha'omayin. The free asks, who says that Pesach ha'omayin means the carbon? Maybe it literally means take the haircut of the ha'omayin. Amre derech b'zayin hu. Oyein el Pesach ha'omayin mamish. Meaning, so what? Who says you can't do something bizayin? Who decided that you can't do something that's not becoming in the Azara? Talmud Klaimer, Shein Lahasik Aitya Pasik Mimeshi Usai Bishul Swara. You can't use a logic and change Pashup Shat in a Pasik, which everybody has been bothered by. Talmud Lahimer Vilaysala Bamalois, where the Torah reveals to me nothing unbecoming. And therefore, since nothing unbecoming, that reveals to me that don't take translation 1 in Pesach HaYomayin, go to translation 2, which means it refers to the carbon that it says Pesach HaYomayin. Yes, Mike, you had a question.
No, it was just follow through. I was saying, in other words, I was asking about why steps versus...
And I said, I don't know.
And you said, you know, but on the other hand, they define why you're not allowed to, why you have a ramp when it comes to...
To the right, it says in the Pesach. We don't define.
It says in the Pesach.
It seems to me that I understand that why is the Zoyim, the Arab is the Zoyim. But now you're jumping, why is it getting a haircut of the Zoyim? Where's the Zoyim?
There are behaviors that are unbecoming, and a haircut is viewed as an unbecoming behavior. You know what I mean? That's insane.
Well, why don't we say the steps of the Pesach?
Again, that was a question I asked a few moments ago, and I said I don't know. So I'll say it again. I have no problem saying I don't know. There's a lot more that I don't know than I do know. So therefore, me saying I don't know is just adding it to the list of things that I don't know. And don't argue with me. It's not worth it. Right.
Remember, Gruber said you can't have steps.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He said onto the drusha that...
Oh, okay, I'm not doing drusha.
Remember what he said? That if you stop in the middle, hit steps, you go to the level 5, you'll say, hey, I'm better than 50% of the people.
Okay, thank you for your drusha, but I really want to go back to the Gemara.
You don't remember that?
I don't remember it, but that's make a difference. Weiter. Dr. Gemara Weiter. We're skipping the brackets. Rabbi Yitzchak Geimer. Ein Tzarach. I don't need to tell we that don't take the haircut there because it's a bezayin. Haru Haimer, but lucky Chesar Reish Nizrei, but nothing on the ace that's under the shlamim. The hair is burnt under the pot you cook the shlamim. Right? Now, you don't cook the shlamim in the Azara. You can cook the shlamim anywhere in your shalayim. Right? Because shlamim is kachim kalim. Kachim kalim is not limited to the Azara. So anybody can cook the shlamim wherever he wants in your shalayim. So Mishay Nemuchusar Lekicho Nesina. It says, V'lakach V'nasan. That the haircut should be taken near where you cook. It's not ma'akev, but the Torah told you to take the haircut where you can put it right under the pot. And you don't cook shlamim in the Azara.
Where do you do it?
Where you can do it, there was a special room for the Zirim off the Ezra's Nachim. If you look at that picture, the big yellow thing, which you don't have yellow on the little one, one of those in Machne Levia, correct. You see those four rooms? One of them was called Lishkas Nazirim. So if the Nazirim wanted to, they could cook there and burn. That's where we wanted them to do it, Mechatchila, right? And therefore, the Torah wants you to do the haircut right where near the fire. So how can that be by Pastor Chaya Mayas?
Went back out.
Yeah, well, he went back out anyway. He's going to eat it at home. Then slum him. He's not staying there.
Bring it there, bring it, burn it out there.
What? Because the Torah says, well, lock up Vanasam with no step in between. That doesn't mean you have to. You can take the haircut anywhere. We'll see that in next week's Gemara. But the Torah writes, take the haircut and put it right under as a preferable. So obviously the Torah wants the haircut right next to where you cook the shlamim. Now I'm expecting the next question. So cook the shlamim in the Azara. The answer to the assumption is that no kachim kalim were ever cooked in the Azara. And Mishaydin Mechusar and Lekicha Nesina. Yatazeh, she Mechusar Lekicha Avon Nesina. You have to take it, bring it, and put it under the fire. Rashi, Dr. Rash. Beloy Misha Mechusar Lekicha Avon Nesina. Vezeh Mechusar Avon, it may I omay it. Ad Mokim Shumavashal Hashlomim, Melishkas Hadazirim. Which is one of the four rooms off the Ezra's Nashim. Tamiyali. Back to Rush, to me, okay, wait a minute a second. So the Rush now asked the question that everybody's going to ask. To me, Lee, Dr. Rush, I don't get it. Maybe Manolo and Shane and Mavash Lepnei Ayomayat. Who said you can't cook the shlamim right by the door of the Ayomayat? You're making an assumption that you can't cook the shlamim there. Why not? You're bringing a proof because you have to take it to where you're cooking the shlamim. And you're assuming that you can't cook the shlamim there. Who told you? If you're going to tell me, you can tell me it's a bezayin, it's a bezayin to cook. In Cain, I feel it's a glachas nami. So if you're learning about bezayin, then you don't need a proof. Haircuts is just as much bezayin as cooking. And by the way, they did cook kachikachim in Azara. So therefore, it wasn't that cooking was never done. So the Rush doesn't understand the Gemara, and he bribes Sver. He doesn't know how the Gemara knew that you couldn't cook in Azara. He doesn't know. So he has the same question that's been bothering people on a different level. He's saying, who said you can't cook it there?
Didn't Rabbi say that
it doesn't say anywhere that you can't. They didn't do it usually. But who said you can't? That's what the Rush is asking. He doesn't give an answer.
They're making a room just for the Zirim?
Yes.
How often is there a dozen?
You asked the question. You know, this is such a speculative question.
I have never seen, unless I can go that YouTube and you see that rabbi who gives a shir every day, he brought a nuzzer in. Do you know what they're doing in the Zirim? They learned nuzzer. He brought a nuzzer in.
No, he didn't.
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
Well, Elliot Vansky brought a nuzzer in?
That's what I heard.
Okay, the guy must have put on a mop on his head. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe he wears a mop. I don't know.
How many of the Zirim could have been in all the
so world? How do you, you know, you're asking, it's such a question that has no, absolutely no statement to it. You should be mindful of me. How do you know how many of the Zirim there were? Do you know?
That's your question.
How do you know?
I don't,
maybe there were hundreds of Nazirim.
That's a good answer then.
I don't know. I wasn't there. The Torah writes 20 psukim about a Nazir.
How about Sota?
It writes 20 psukim about a Sota.
How many have been there?
How do you know?
I'm asking.
I have no idea. There's no statistic.
Where did they do the SOTA?
Okay, we're not learning Masechta Sita now. I'm not going back now to learn Masechta Sita. Zug the Gemara weiter. Ich in the Amri. The Rabbi Yitzchak worded it differently. Same thing. I'm a Rabbi Yitzchak. I'm a Bishlam Maklas Medab. After I'm a Bishlam Maklas Medab, I ain't no Pesach I am white Mamas. Tamar Loim of a Lakach Sad Reich in Israel. Mokim Shaim of Vatsu Shamai Megaleach. Same thing. Same idea. You cook and you have the hair right there. Abachon and I'm a Mishum Reblazer. The Gilach Anazir Pesach I am white. Period. He says that he takes it. Calls the man Shein Pesach Ayamayed Pesuach Ein Megaleach. He says a new halacha. It's nothing to do with the shlamim. It says we want the door open. The door wasn't open 24/7. They opened it every morning and they closed it every evening of the Beit Hamikdash. Now, what happens if the nazir comes at 8 a.m. and they haven't opened it yet? He can't take a haircut. He has to take a haircut when the door is open. That's how he learns the pasuk. That's what it means, pasuk ayomayit. At the door of the ayomayit, meaning when the door is open.
Not in.
Nobody ever went in, that's for sure. Zok to Rash, begilach anazir pasuk ayomayit, bizman shu pasuach. Now, karka pnei ayomayit, Rav Davkis was bidding bizayah. He agrees you don't take the haircut there. Beniru li the sirei, the megaleach halachatas. He holds that you don't do it over the Shlomim. Because the only reason we did it in the Shlomim is we translated Pesach HaYomayit, the carbon that the Torah used those words. But he's saying the words are telling me something different. That means the Torah never told me to do it on the Shlomim. Abachanan says in the name of Rabbi Yezer. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Aymer. Megillah HaNazir Pesach HaYomayit V'loy Nazira. Only a man Nazir does the haircut there, not a woman Nazira. Zok Drash V'loy Nazira. I don't know where you have this Drash. Virulei the Pnei HaYomayit HaMegaleach. He holds that they actually did it in front of the HaYomayit. He argues with everybody. He doesn't hold this a Bezayin, doesn't worry about the Bezayin. And he doesn't say it means when the door is open. He says they actually did the haircut right in front of the door.
Even a lady?
But not a lady. That's what he learned. The Gilach HaNazir, the Loi Nazira. Why? The Eloi Davka Bnei Amayit. Because why? Because she's uncovering her hair. We don't want a woman to uncover her hair, to take a haircut. Let's go to the Gemara. Shema Yisgruba Pirikuna. The young Kehanim might be enticed by her. They might go for her. She's being not sneistic. Her hair is being uncovered. Now I expect the question. She's shaving off her head. Why would anybody go for her when she's shaving her head? I don't know. But Levisa, they're exposing her. Frank de Gemara, Amalilid Varecha Saita Techia. By a Saita we uncover her hair, the Siva Midal of Hashem, and we said the Paras Raisa Isha, that's the Befarish and the Pasik. So we see her now for the Loichashina, Shema Yisgura Parcha Kuna, and there you're not so worried that the Kahanim are going to go for her. So since when are you worried because a woman uncovers her hair that that's going to get the Kahanim going? Amalem, Zuka Kalis of Pekesis. This Nazira comes all made up. She's wearing her jewelry, she's wearing her makeup. And she walks in to do her haircut. The Saita has no jewelry on her, no makeup on her. They're tying her up, they make her look like a who knows what. So nobody's going to care about the fact that she uncovers the hair. Suvei the Kechelos of Pekesis. One is Kechelos of Pekesis and one is not Kechelos of Pekesis. Zok to Rash. Virulei, the Pnei HaYomayit HaYomayit. If he's worried about sneas, if it didn't have to be Bnei Ayomayet, let her go into a private room. And he argues on the Mishnah in Masechtas Midas that said that the haircut used to happen in the room of the Nazirim, because that's not a private place. And he's saying the woman did it in a private place, not I'm sorry, Pesach HaYomayit, of Nazir did a Pesach HaYomayim, not in the room of Nazirim. A woman couldn't do a Pesach HaYomayim because that would be not Nazir. So the Torah wrote Nazir to exclude the woman. Zuvay Nekechelis of Bekesis. Look, the Rosh Hashanah said, men is benevol. We made the Saita stand disgustingly. I mean, the Saita. They put a rope on top of her breast. They treated the Saita not in a very nice way. Badafka. So, is it, what? They took this rope, and they tied it to keep her dress on because they were ripping her dress. So what kept it from falling down? They took a rope and tied it. So therefore, we're not afraid of Yisroel Perkei Kahuna, whereas by Nazira, we would be afraid of that. So at the end of the day, we have three opinions. Two opinions and two opinions. On which carbon did the Nazir do the haircut? One man the Yomar says, we see from the word Pesach HaYomayim, the carbon that it says the word Pesach HaYomayim. The other man the Yomar says, that's not what Pesach HaYomayim means. It means that the door has to be open. And according to that man the Yomar, you do it on the Chattas. Chattas is always first. Why would I change the order now? Third man the Yomar says, they did the haircut in front of the HaYomayim. Nothing to do with carbon. You did it right in front of the HaYomayim. Actual front of the HaYomayim. Not anywhere else. So there's two man the Yomar where they did the haircut. And there's two man the Yomar exactly what three Mandi Amrim, what the word Pesach HaYomayim means. One Mandi Amrim says literally, one Mandi Amrim says when the door is open, and one Mandi Amrim says the carbon that the Torah writes Pesach HaYomayim.
If they had somebody else doing his foreman, he would be sitting down and he would shave it with a towel?
He can't sit in that Torah. If they did it in Pesach HaYomayim, he has to be standing.
And they use a Torah blade.
A blade. Right. Exactly.
For the whole process?
Why not?
Because it's harder to cut long hair. Let's first shave it with a scissors.
Honestly, I never watched it. YouTube does not have a video of shaving another. Yes?
Third opinion, literally.
Maybe Ellie Stefanski has a video of shaving another. I don't know.
Is the third opinion literally also the contest again?
Yeah, because once you don't have... See, unless you learn that Pesach HaYomayim changes... that it means the carbon of Pesach HaYomayim, you go back to the regular, his chattas goes first.
So where does he put this hair now after the chattas?
It doesn't say.
He doesn't put it under the chattas?
No, he puts it under the nazir. The pasuk says, I read you the pasuk, the nazir ala eish ha shetacha zebech
ha-shlamin. So he waits till he does the shlamin, he collects the hair and waits till...
Now, that's not ma'akiv, by the way. We'll learn in the next Mishnah that if they didn't put it under the shlamin, he's still yaitza. As soon as that haircut's done, he's over and done with it. I'm sorry, there's three people talking. What? Again, according to one man, the Amai did it on the Chattas.
Right.
So he went to know what happened to the hair in between.
Is there any pasuk in the Torah that says the word Nazira?
No.
So is it, because it's a word that they said Nazir is
there? One minute, it's Kriyat Nazir, it doesn't say Nazir, right?
They say the word Nazira in the whole Torah. Because
right.
The word is extra, you mean?
No, it's not. Well, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
But Gilach Pesach HaYomayim didn't have to say Gilach HaNazir,
yeah.
Right? Maybe. Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
But is there, can you make a page that tells us what each thing is?
That page, by the way, in that real picture, in the Gemara at the bottom, it tells you what each thing is.
I emailed it to you.
Yourself,
yeah.
I don't look at emails next year.
With the key.
Is that true?
That's why Rebbe embarrassed me.
That's why he said
it.
He is in Hebrew, so with numbers, you made 12 on those sites.
Oh,
12
is very nice. The mic says very nice what he did.
By the way, Archgold Zlachem has beautiful pictures in the back of the one of the volumes. Gorgeous pictures in English.
Can I say this?
I have second.
Right, and mean it's also correct.
And in the classic Gemara, in the Hebrew Gemara, Nidus has pictures.
Right, but those pictures are very hard to follow.
Rebbe, but they're there. I have Jay's email.
Right, I know.
I really think everyone here periodically...
Yeah, we're done. Okay. Have a wonderful day. A wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful... The test ends right...